All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. It's 800-941-SHAWN. If you'd like to join us in the course of the program today, well, I see that Biden's ploy to try to buy votes is alive and well and picking your pocket as the Biden administration, an Axios piece out today, has canceled another whopping $7.4 billion in student loans. Now, I don't know any of these groups. I don't pay attention to them. I don't. When they send us, when people send us stuff, we vet it. We make sure it's real, and then we'll air it. But this is an ad put out by some group called the American Action Network. Linda, have you ever heard of them? I have not.
I have not.
But it's a great ad. Let me play it for you.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family.
I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number two today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason.
I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts. My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Want to be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
Sorry about that. Sweet baby James was talking to me. He actually handed me a book. Hey, Sean, there's a guy outside that's a fan. Do you mind signing a book? I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm in the middle of a show.
Listen, you are the king of multitasking, so.
I actually text during live television and live radio. I can do everything at once. It's funny. I apologize. That's like Radio 101. You don't have dead air, you idiot. And I was being, James, I'm blaming you. Why are you handing me a book? Oh, he's such a good guy. He starts explaining to me about some guy named Jerry. I'm like, all right, Jerry showed up at our studios. I'm like, great. I said, I don't mind signing a book. Of course I'll sign the book. I'm grateful that somebody listens, somebody reads, and somebody watches. I'm very grateful. But handing it to me in the middle of the start of the show, not exactly the best timing, Uncle James. But anyway, we love you anyway. Look, this just hits home because that's who's going to pay for all this, all the votes he's trying to buy. Joe Biden is bleeding support of what is the Democratic base coalition, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, young people, suburban women. They are demagoguing. Yeah, Vice President Harris is out in Arizona today. Is she there to look at Joe Biden's border crisis? They just captured somebody that has ties to terror out of Afghanistan. I love these people from Afghanistan and Egypt and China and Russia and Iran and Syria just magically showing up at our border. Oh, I'm sure there was just they want a better life for themselves and their families. Director Ray, and we'll get into a great detail in this later in the program today. You know, warning for now the third time of elevated threats from foreign terror groups across the globe. The terror groups are united in wanting to attack the United States. And the chatter has never been louder. Exactly what I'm telling you. Now, that's the good thing is he's warning us. The bad thing is he's not doing a damn thing or lifting a damn finger to insist that Joe Biden enforce the laws of our country. And there's no excuse for it. If the threat is that bad and that dire and that real, why isn't every resource of the FBI going to secure our border? Why isn't he insisting that Joe Biden abide by the laws of our country? Because if anybody else was doing what Joe Biden is doing and transporting illegal immigrants around the country and telling them to come and inviting them in and not vetting them, it's a clear and present danger. But anyway, I digress. So Biden now has to buy votes. He's bleeding support among the key demographics that create the Democratic coalition or the base of the Democratic Party, which is more radicalized than ever. You see that Joe Biden is so desperate to win re-election that he's even put a knife in the back of our ally Israel. Well, and he's twisted it, basically. What part of terrorism does he not understand? What part of them being a victim of terror does he not understand? What part of they were attacked? It was an unprovoked terrorist attack on Israel, the worst in their history, and they are now fighting for their very survival, and their top ally is telling them to withdraw and to have ceasefires and to get into a peace agreement before they actually win their war on terror. And then the rest of the Democratic Party, they got all freaked out because over 100,000 Democrats in the presidential primary of Michigan decided not to vote for Joe, 18.9% of them, that they're just flipping out that Joe's losing votes. So rather than Joe turning aside his blind political ambition, he'd rather stab Israel in the back. And in the end, what he's doing is he's helping terrorism. He's helping Hamas. Hamas would otherwise, if the United States would strongly support Israel's right to defend itself. I'm not saying to pay for the war. They've asked to buy things from us. You know, all the tens and 100 billion plus dollars going to Ukraine, and we can't support Israel. Even just give them moral support, for crying out loud. They're fighting their own war. And they're now fighting a two-front war because Lebanon, with Hezbollah, again funded by the Iranians that Joe is allowed to get rich by not enforcing sanctions on them selling oil and then giving sanction waivers so Iraq can give them $10 billion for energy, and Joe himself offering $6 billion in a ransom payment. It's beyond any comprehension I have. They're the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I thought we were against radical Islamic terrorists. We lived through our own war on terror. We've been the victim of the worst terror attack and worst attack on American soil in history on 9/11/01, 2,977. Well, you extrapolate out the population of Israel, which is much smaller than the U.S., under 10 million, it would be the equivalent of losing 40,000 Americans in a day. And now Joe Biden has turned on our ally. And by turning on them, he is emboldening the terrorists that attacked Israel on October the 7th. By the way, energy prices now have soared nearly 30% since your president took office. I mean, his green energy push is now taking a toll on everybody's budget. Energy prices, particularly the cost of electricity. Now, gas prices, by the way, are creeping up to $4 a gallon again. Under Joe Biden, we have depleted strategic petroleum reserves because he used all that up in the lead up to the 2022 midterm elections. You know, but the Wall Street Journal had an editorial piece out today that the cost of electricity has now climbed 29.4%. You know, do any of these White House officials, do they pay electric bills? Because they say that the president's climate agenda is reducing electric power rates, even at the cost of running your dishwasher, as the cost of running your dishwasher is skyrocketing. A dishwasher, I'm sure, is next on the list after they ban your gas stove. By the way, it's unbelievable the times we're living in. But since January of 21, these electricity prices have soared a whopping 29.4%, 50% more than the overall inflation, 13 times faster than the previous 7 years. According to the Wall Street Journal analysis of Bureau of Labor Statistics data, meanwhile, in those 7 years before Biden took office, electricity prices only rose 5% just in that short period, in that much longer period of time. His Inflation Reduction Act poured a whopping $369 billion into these boondoggle environmental projects, including grants to renewable energy companies and subsidies for electric vehicles and solar panels. Most of this money is being wasted, we're already learning. From January of 2021 to now, electricity prices are up dramatically higher. Gasoline prices are 52.1% higher today than when Biden took office. There's no improvement, and you're feeling it every day. Your family's feeling it every day. You know, then the Wall Street Journal goes into the hidden cost of home ownership. You know, that's skyrocketing also with rising auto insurance rates, home insurance rates, property taxes now going to all-time highs. Maintenance costs are showing little sign of abating. They talk about this one guy, Gary Gondry is his name, has owned a four-bedroom home near a golf course in Louisville, Kentucky since 2004. He and his wife paid off their primary mortgage in 21. That hasn't stopped other bills associated with home ownership piling up. Home insurance costs have risen 63% in 2 years. Property taxes, utility costs, homeowners association fees, they've also gone up. I was so sticker shocked, he said. I feared that, you know, they're all here to stay. They're not going down with this guy in the White House, that's for sure. And it's now home ownership affordability has fallen to its lowest rate since the 1980s. Last year is now mortgage rates are now over 7% on average for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Biden's inflation crisis, this was on Fox Business, is costing you, the average American, and the average American family $1,000 a month. Now, according to calculations from Moody Analytics and their chief economist, Mark Zandi, the average family, American family, is now paying on average $1,069 more every month to keep up with the cost of living compared to only 3 years ago before Biden's inflation began. Inflation is not just stalled, but it's moving in the wrong direction. We've seen that not only with the consumer price index that is the number one measure of inflation. Now, wholesale price inflation has hit an 11-month high. We also learned this week the sharpest year-on-year increase in 11 months. This is one day after we learned that inflation went up 3.5% up year to year from last year. Oh, but I thought that I thought we're going to have a soft landing. If you look at the Hill, mortgage rates now have jumped to their highest rate since November as the timeline for a highly anticipated interest rate cuts. You know, they're talking about June. I think Lawrence Summers basically 86 that. If they do it in June, the only reason they're doing it is an outward attempt by the Fed to just help reelect Joe Biden. But the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 7.29%, the highest reading since November. Mortgage Daily News reporting. And they've risen, of course, you know, the day of 3 and 4% 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are long gone thanks to Biden. Biden inflation has now pushed credit card delinquency rates to a 12-year high. Average credit card interest rate is now at an all-time high of 20.75%. That's why if you have equity in your home, you want to check in with our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. You could probably save a fortune. All stages of credit card delinquency, 30, 60, 90 days past due have risen during the fourth quarter of 23 from the highest level since 2012. And Biden's giving away $7.4 billion, taking money away from plumbers and carpenters and electricians and civil servants and teachers and nurses and, you know, people that are making ends meet barely. Unreal. By the way, Linda, you watching the price of gold? Holy moly.
Oh, I am indeed. It is bananas.
Bananas. I'm so thankful. I just, you know, I made a pretty significant purchase back, I don't know, what was it, 8 months ago?
Yeah, about 8 months ago, yeah. From our friends at Goldco.
From Goldco, yeah. Now, ever since I was able to start saving money in my later 20s, I've always put a percentage in it. It's just smart.
Yeah.
Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, look, we've been talking about preborn, and the majesty of this is they use the magic of 4D ultrasound science. I mean, if you look at an ultrasound when my kids were being born 25 and 22 years ago, respectively, and you compare it to today, I mean, you could see pretty much everything. And they introduce expecting moms to the miracle of birth within them. And look what's happened. And now Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day is coming up. And here at the Hannity Show, we have something called the Hannity Baby Shower. So we want to get our audience involved. And what we're asking everybody to do is, you know, just think about it. Like one ultrasound's $28. And for Mother's Day, we're looking for donations in two different denominations. So we're looking for donations of $500 from about 1,000 people, or if we could get $5,000 from some people who are not as hurt by this awful Biden economy, you know, you'll need 100 people, you know, there. And we can save 4,500 babies. And what better way to celebrate life and Mother's Day than donating to give an unexpected mom, you know, that amazing opportunity to have a baby, where Planned Parenthood wants to take away those rights. We want to give them back. It would be so great.
Preborn.com/Sean or just dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, or #250, keyword baby for Preborn.